time because of the time. Yeah. So, welcome to the second session. Our first speaker is Jenny Edwards. So, an experienced UK community dance artist, Jenny Edwards is currently the OT assistant on the adult and aged care ward at the Royal Elizabeth Rehabilitation Centre. After over a decade of leading inclusive community dance groups for all ages and abilities, she's now brought these skills to the hospital inpatient setting and established an innovative falls prevention group entitled Move and Groove. So welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome back. I'm Jenny. I'm the Occupational Therapy Assistant on the Adult and Aged Care Ward at the Royal Rehabilitation Centre. I'm here to share with you today a project called Move and Groove, which is an innovative arts and therapy project aimed at targeting falls prevention. We're a seated creative dance group. We run every week on a Friday afternoon at 1:30 to 2. The group is run by myself and a nurse, and the participants are the inpatients on our ward, so a huge variety of folks with different medical conditions. As part of the group, we use resources. So we not only use music, but we also look at props to tempt and to motivate movement. We're also using the community dance model. So for every session, we're always seated in a circle, and we address the person, not the patient. Here's a little image from one week with a comment. Just to give you a little insight. So what is creative dance? My definition of creative dance is intentional expressive movement. So I could reach to get a tin of beans out of the cupboard, or I could dance. Similar action, totally different intention. It's inclusive. This is really vital. I'm not interested in dance that is about adaptation. I think that as a group leader, you need to skill up a little bit there. Inclusivity means that everybody who arrives, no matter what they can or cannot move, their dance is equal. So for example, if someone arrives in the group and they could just move their eyes, we can work on movement principles. We can look at depth, speed, direction, okay? Rather than look at me and make exactly my shape with a sense of failure when your body is different. We take that out of the equation. So we're looking at improvisation techniques. We're incorporating movement play. Now this is a phrase coined by a wonderful company in the UK called Jabadeo, and it really means spontaneous expressive communication. Contemporary dance ethos is also incorporated, because unlike other dance models such as ballet, they regard pedestrian action as part of the movement vocabulary of dance. And we're looking at an open-ended artistic process. I really don't mind what dance they create at 3:30 at the end of the session on Friday. What I do mind is everybody feeling valued, everybody being involved and engaged throughout. Obviously, falls prevention is a massive issue. It's huge at home in the UK, and it's obviously an issue here in New South Wales. These are four amongst an entire myriad of statistics. So one in four people aged 65 or over have at least one fall a year. That's huge. Okay, so that's 26% of the aged population of this state. Not all falls are preventable, but those that are, we need to look at different approaches and ways to address this issue. Move and Groove directly addresses the following risk factors. The first three extrinsic factors are dealt with by the fact that we're an inpatient environment for the project. the intrinsic factors, we are looking to reduce depression. We're looking to increase activity, and obviously we're dealing with the advanced age group predominantly. We're looking to target increasing some muscle strength, looking at seated balance predominantly, although standing balance if the group are interested in that, and looking to increase reaction times, upper and lower limb. What are we aiming to do? We're aiming to reduce falls on the ward, so that's a measurable data. We're looking to reduce depression and isolation, increase expressive creative opportunities, and using group therapy techniques, peer motivation, the opportunity to foster a friendship is a huge motivational tool. And as we all know, therapy only works when people are motivated. One of the benefits of using creative dance and resources is that you get really immediate feedback for your participation. If I wiggle a ribbon, something happens. Everyone can see it. Okay, it's a good tool in our arsenal. We're providing increased opportunity to work towards personal rehab goals. And we'd like to increase clients' confidence so that on discharge into the community, they might feel more able to try something new. Because maybe it's been a very long time since they tried something new. And if they can do it on the ward, maybe they can do it when they go home. So we know, and we've heard already this morning, there are many ways to address falls prevention. These four components, balance, strength, flexibility and endurance, are all identified in research as factors that can help reduce the risk of having a fall. We know Tai Chi works well. We know aerobics works well. We know physiotherapy works well. Or creative dance works well as well. Okay, so I'm just introducing a new approach. This is one of my favourite images of the group, and it demonstrates how everybody's got increased eye contact because we're sitting in a circle. We're working together. They're working on endurance without even knowing it. The emotional gains are huge. We've got one lady who really loves working with the light, with big stretchy material. And her interest is lifting it up and down, and every time it goes up you get a whee, and her feet go up in the air. And her daughter happened to be with her that week and had never seen her mother do this. Her mother's 86. It was a lovely moment. So in terms of where I'm coming from, I've had the pleasure of working on two flagship projects in the UK. I've been a community dance artist for the past decade, which means I've been a dancer, I've been performing, teaching, choreographing, mainly for minority groups, for hard to reach groups, be they the disabled population, older people or the very young. These groups, obviously working with the advanced age client group. Young at Heart was a successful initiative because it partnered the health industry. That's what both of these projects have in common, and that's where Move and Groove's legacy is from. Young at Heart partnered the nurse practitioner service in a rural ex-coal mining village in Nottinghamshire. I started as the lead artist on that project. Then we managed to create quite a self-sustaining model, and I became the consultant and coordinator, stepping back further as the group didn't need that level of intervention anymore. We won a partnership project from the healthcare service, and we were listed as an example of best practice in the government's white paper on elderly care in 2006. So we're quite a well-known project. The other project is the Brewhouse Group, which again was successful because of the partnership. We were an arts theatre, and we partnered the Falls team in PCT, the Primary Care Trust. Members of the Falls team are occupational therapists, physiotherapists, as well as a variety of assistants. How do we run? Okay, this is the set group structure that we've we use every week, within that the content always changes. It's not only varied because of what I think might work well with the group of individuals that we have each week, it's also varied based on the interests of the group. Okay, it's my job to build on what they're interested in. So we have an icebreaker to introduce ourselves, align expectations. What on earth is Move and Groove? What are you going to ask me to do today, Jen? We're going to warm up, so physical safety. Creative exploration. This is where I really move from didactic leadership into facilitatory approaches. I'm looking to encourage group members to volunteer individual movements, explorations and investigations, and make that safe to do and enjoyable to do. We'll then develop them and create a sequence for the day, a dance for the day, and we can give it a title and we can do it to a favourite piece of music that the group choose. We then cool down, relax, and get ready to be an individual again, which can be another process at the end. As you can see, we don't always manage to stay sitting down. So as you have sat down this morning, you look rather feather. I'm just going to ask you to take a moment to locate that for me, if you could. And if you could just pop your feather on the back of your hand, because if you're anything like me, the car might be a bit clammy by this stage. And you're going to bring your hand close to your mouth and turn to the person next to you, give them a smile, and you're not going to blow the feather at them. The feather. If you blow it at them, they're just going to breathe it in. So 3, 2, 1, off you go. Artistic decision making and enabling group connections. We're looking to celebrate their achievements. If people are having fun, they sort of forget they're doing all the other hard work with the body and mind. And that really helps. It's non-judgmental, congenial environment, and we're being spontaneously reactive. We're supporting the comments and feedback that we get in the moment and taking it forward. I love this comment. This was made by a lady who was an unusually long stayer on our ward. We have quite a high flux in ward population. And she came every week, rain or shine. And she loved it because she said it felt personal. And that means I'm doing my job. So how do we know if this is successful? These are the outcome measures we're looking at. We're a registered quality project at the hospital. And we're looking at falls data, attendance data. Can we compare these two? Is there any correlation? What do we see there? We're asking the participants how they feel at the end of the session. And when people have discharged from the hospital, we're seeing if there's any feedback. This is what we've found so far. We're 19 weeks into the project. We're not due for full data analysis until the 1st of August, so I can only provide you with interim results. So these are just indicative of what's happening. We've got a very high attendance rate, considering it's 2:30 on a Friday, which is good. We're averaging 9 clients a session, and we're hitting the target demographic. The majority of that statistic are the old advanced age group. We have a wide range of clients, ranging from acquired brain injury, stroke and burn survivors, to orthopaedic, deconditioned, and people with a learning disability. As I said, we don't adapt movement. It's inclusive to start with. Everybody can do everything that they're being asked to do. That's really important. That makes it dance, not physiotherapy. Here's an example of how we deal with infection control. So what are we seeing? We have seen a reduction in falls. We can't prove anything with that, as we are a rehabilitation facility. There's a myriad of therapy going on. It's very hard to extract exact data about what move and groove is contributing to that. We do have an average of 2 falls a month. That's consistent with the months prior to intervention. Client questionnaires at the end of the session, very, very positive. The only negative comment I've had so far was a gentleman during the relaxation who said it felt a bit like a funeral because there was somber music. This has been the strongest result so far. We've had a massive increase in positive comments on the post-discharge satisfaction survey. We're an average of 15 positive comments up during move and groove. We're also getting more surveys back. Now, just to see if this was chance or not, I also compared the data to the same time last year. We're still plus 7 positive comments as an average compared to that data. So we are having seemingly positive benefits on well-being, on mood, on self-worth. So maybe I am managing to reduce depression on the ward. Okay, so we are actively supported by the Falls Committee, which is invaluable. We have identified that the co-worker role, the nurse in the session, is a vulnerable role because anything can happen on the ward and that nurse might need to attend. So we're looking into that currently. We have various options for the future, which if we could look at a dream world, it would be great to have some funding to do some staff training, get some resources kit bags so that people are ready to go. It then makes it very interchangeable with different venues. And you wouldn't need to be an inpatient ward to run this group. I know, I've run it in several settings. A lovely comment again, not having to do 3 lots of 10. Well said. That creative, artistic thrust really can't be undervalued. Not everybody wants to do aerobics and Tai Chi when they're 40. They're not all going to want to do it when they're 85. We need to have different approaches. So in conclusion, if you were a client, what intervention would you prefer? I'm a dancer, I'm biased. Okay, so falls prevention doesn't have one easy risk factor, or would have solved it by now. It doesn't have one easy solution. So hopefully, I'm able to share and you're able to get from this another approach to how we can address this really important issue. Thank you for your time and for listening. Can you have a
Hi, thank you so much for that presentation. I'm an professional graphic working in Europe Board as well. And I assume for that I'm going as well.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
Hi!
I was really to know, specifically your English colleague.
Yes, I can help you.
How do you survey patients with speech impairment, cognitive impairment, and so on? Do you say that you do surveys after the activity is on?
Good question. Okay. Well, first of all, although we have an exclusion criteria of those who can't follow verbal or visual instructions, every week we do have some clients that arrive and they want to join in, and I don't turn them away. Or their wife or their husband wants me to join in. I just mentioned at the beginning of the group that we're all going to help each other have a good time. In terms of the client surveys at the end of the group, sometimes we get the speech therapist involved if we need to. But normally the actual form has visuals on it. So we have a hand, the different, what you think of the group, and the smiley faces and sad faces. So they can actually point generally to the form, and I'll just make sure it's one-to-one either with myself or one of the nurses. But sorry, your question actually raised another point which I haven't mentioned so far. All the group participants are referred by treating therapists. So we are fully aware of any contraindications before the session begins. And at different points I might have to stop Edith leaning forward because she's just got a new hip. So I'm always aware of that, and that's my job to ensure everyone's safe. Thanks for your question. Any other questions? This gentleman.
Yes, so the people look very interesting. It's like 1 month that is April compared to last year, it's from May. Just unusual whether there was a long recording or something, because for 4 months we had beautiful results compared to the previous year.
Sorry, which data? Are you looking at Paul's data?
2012 and 2011 comparison. Just go back 3 years for
some. Okay, that's fine, that's all good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In April 2012,
yes,
you had actually increased on 2011, but all the others were looking very good.
We did, and it's very eagled eye to spot that. On the glasses half full side of the world, I thought, well, 50% reduction, 50% increase, cancel each other out. There are various possible reasons for that. We did have a sharp increase in the number of clients on the ward during April. We also had a sharp increase with the rise in acquired brain injury clients. So we had a lot of people who were less cognitively aware. So I think that may be the result. Okay. Thank you. Any more questions? Okay, thank you for your time. Thank you.